What do you think about the moral and ethical repercussions of manipulating people into things?
It's a very good question. I think it's right. Hopefully, we've set it out up front in our book as a kind of issue. And I think that one of the problems with the kind of nudge approach is it's often changing things, like you know default systems or various kinds of presenting information in a particular kind of way, which may appear that government's kind of manipulating citizens without them really knowing about it. And you know, in a democracy, we tend to think that governments should be very much straighter about what they do, and that citizens you know ought to be aware of what government's doing. And I think the nudge can offend against that. And partly this is why we've sort of introduced the think idea that actually perhaps more open debate about government policies, perhaps alongside nudges, might get around this problem. Because, I mean, I think generally, I think one of the arguments that's been put by Thaler and Sunstein is that, well, often governments are actually manipulating people anyway, even if they know it or not, that a lot of these, I mean, the way the people originally designed the registration system for organ donations on the driver license renewal site. I mean, you've got to design the site in one way or another. You can either have opt-in or opt-out. So the argument is that a government actually knows that one is actually going to lead to a more socially desirable outcome, then it behoves the government to choose that opt-in. That doesn't necessarily involve a manipulation. It's just kind of using intelligent knowledge to help design it. So I think a lot of people who believe in nudge think that there probably isn't really a problem here, and a lot of it's got to do with the kind of public relations of nudge than actually appears to be government trying to do things that citizens don't really want to do, and people get fed up with that. So I think our argument isn't, I don't think there's anything fundamentally wrong with nudge, but I think it can actually become potentially so unpopular because government is seen to be acting in this way. And I think what we say is that a more open debate about this, and I think the linking of both nudge and think together, I think is probably a more positive way forward, where government's much more open about what it's doing. And I think at the moment, I think there's a bit of a reaction against nudge and behaviour change. If you read, the newspapers and the governments that don't, you know, sense that there's a bit of a kind of backlash against it, which is, I think, from a social science perspective, is a shame, because I think we want governments to act with the best social science knowledge, and that's the whole idea. And I think the kind of solutions which we propose in our book of being much more open, much more in active dialogue with citizens about these issues, rather than just sort of create a kind of science of behaviour change and just rolling out across kind of public authorities, I think is a kind of better way forward, and actually will mean that kind of nudges will be seen as more acceptable, and I think will be long lasting, and in a sense will mean that there won't be a kind of massive backlash against them, because I think if there is a big backlash against this sort of stuff, we're all going to kind of lose out, because government's going to be too frightened to do anything, and we're just kind of retreat to just to do the most kind of basic sex activities and not use this interesting set of knowledge which they could use.